I'm going to tell you a supernatural Thanksgiving thriller story tonight. I've had a very weird relationship my whole life with poultry, different types of poultry that I haven't been a fan of due to various incidents in my life. The first one being the time that my family and I took a vacation to Canada in our brand new Dodge Caravan with wood paneling. And as the little sister, I was forced to sit in the back. And also, I suffer from severe motion sickness. So as we rode through the mountains of New Hampshire, I had taken in a nice hearty breakfast of scrambled eggs and proceeded to vomit them up and down all of the East Coast, causing me to never want to eat eggs for a long time and also allowing my brothers to nickname me Ralph for several years, which was a neat nickname. The second time was around fifth grade. I was on the playground in elementary school, and I was one of those kids that liked to hang out with the teacher. So we would walk around the playground, and one day we were walking around the playground, and I came upon a nest that had fallen from a tree, and looked inside, and there were broken robin eggs inside with broken baby birds. And that definitely upset me enough that I didn't want to eat eggs again for quite some time. Flash forward to several years later, I'm in my early 20s, and my family and I have gathered at my parents' house for Thanksgiving. And it's rare as an adult that my parents, myself, and my two older brothers are in the same room for a long amount of time, just being as we're adults and we're busy. But we were all gathered this Thanksgiving morning in my parents' house to watch a film that my brother had put together for my mother's nonprofit. It was a film about the elderly, and it was very exciting. You can be excited. And we were all snuggled together. It was cold outside, and we were proud of my brother's accomplishment and him helping my mother put this film together. My parents' house is on the Severn River, and it's a vast expanse of windows that overlook the river, so it's beautiful and scenic. So we're snuggled together. We're having family time. We're watching this video and looking at the river, when all of a sudden, we see a squirrel. And this squirrel is fluffy and bushy and hardy with wintertime goodness. And it comes trotting up past the window, and it passes us, and we think nothing of it. There's lots of squirrels. And it comes trotting back again, and it sort of places itself on the diagonal right in front of the window, right in front of where we're sitting. And this very sort of like, look at me, I'm a squirrel, on Thanksgiving sort of way. So we sort of like all note that there's a squirrel sitting there eating something. It's, you know, it's harvest time for the squirrels. And it's sitting there. It's got its big squirrel paws around something that looks like a large nut. And it's turning this thing in its paws, and it's gnawing and chewing and kind of like glancing at us through the window. And we're all like, what is going on? What is this squirrel doing? And so get up and look closer. Meanwhile, it's still turning. It's churning this thing around. And I look closer at it, and I realize it's a bird. It's a bird carcass. It's like the breast of a bird and maybe like a leg and like half a wing and maybe a segment of beak, and it's churning it. And as it's turning it, like corn on the cob, feathers are flying off. You know, it's sort of like got blood dribbling down its squirrel neck and chin, and we're all like, oh my God, what is this? What is this? Like a horrible thing I've never seen before. And yet it stayed there. It stayed there on the window. We knock on the window, get your bird away from us. I don't want to see that. And it stays there, turning it, churning it. It's enjoying its Thanksgiving feast, mocking us as we sit in wonderment of this weirdest thing I've ever seen. And so it's, you know, it's the 2000s. So what do? You get on the computer and you Google bird, squirrel eating bird, right? Because you got to know what's going on. Is this real? Does this happen? And it's true. There are birds being sacrificed every day to the squirrels because the squirrels don't have enough to eat. They've turned their squirrely ways to eating birds, and so... And so that evening, as my mother prepares the Thanksgiving turkey, skin glistening with butter and herbs and crispy brown, I just find myself sort of getting that nauseous up and down the East Coast fifth grade playground feeling again, and had to pass on turkey that year.
Bridget Caviola.